down among Brazilians. Coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil.
1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, welcomes you now to Coffee with the Mayor, our weekly conversation with Holland Mayor Kurt Dykstra, brought to you by Cunningham Dahlman PC. And if you have a question for the mayor, he'll be happy to take it for the few minutes that he's with us at 395-1450. At least I am presuming he'll be happy to take your phone call.
Always. You got to turn my microphone on, though.
Yeah, your microphone is on, sir.
I don't know. I'm not hearing it.
Okay, that's because maybe you got to make sure you're...
No,
you're there.
I got nothing. Okay.
You're there.
There we go. Well, maybe a little bit. There we go.
Yeah. We can hear you, definitely, okay. And so can our listeners. 395-1450.
I'm also brought to you this morning by the staff who had fudge in the entryway.
Okay. Yes. Well, that was good.
That's very good.
Good to have fudge.
It's that time of the year.
Yes, it is. And our waistlines will expand, and therefore here comes the New Year's resolution.
Sure.
It has been an interesting 12 months, and I believe we will have one more chance to chat, I believe, before the end of the year, so we'll do a little bit more about reminiscing and looking ahead, perhaps between the holidays, if all goes well. But it looks as if, as we talked about the BPW before we got on board here, mm-hmm. It looks as if the hurdles are starting to clear even more and more. The clean air permit has been granted.
Yes.
And the offers to get the property out of the way is starting to come in pretty well.
Basically, I would say we are, in terms of the most obvious and immediate hurdles, the obtaining of the air permit from the Michigan DEQ and also the acquisition of the property, both of those things. Well, we have the permit now, which is just, you know, I literally got copied on an email from folks at the DEQ. And I read through it, and I get a fair number of these kinds of things that mostly they just copy you on, and you have no idea really what it relates to. But as I was reading through this one, I thought, I think this means we have the permit, which, you know, it sort of dumbfounded me a bit, given all the hassle and history we've had with this whole thing. So I talked with Dave Koster, general manager of the BPW, and said, now, this means we have it? This is the actual permit. And he said, yep, that's it. So, ta-da. So we have that, and we're close to securing all the property that's needed, so I keep signing documents on that one. And so now there's been a lot of work being done on the design phase of the plant itself. So that is in its stages, and then two and a half big pieces. One is to finish the design phase, make sure, you know, we know exactly not only what it's going to look like, but how it's going to be exactly engineered. And then it's the bidding for the project, and then the bonding for the project. So those are the big stages, aside from actual construction and all that kind of stuff.
Could the first shovel be turned by next spring? Or is that still ambitious?
You know, I am not sure exactly on that timetable. I know that 2016 is when it
it's supposed to be
up.
Done.
Right.
But,
right.
You know, could we?
As to when we have the groundbreaking, I mean, I would think if 2016 is our timetable for opening, that's going to mean that, you know, shovel in the ground is going to happen pretty quickly.
Before we... I got one more question related to that, but I do have another caller on the line. Good morning. You're on 1450 WHTC with the mayor, Coffee with the Mayor. You have a question for the mayor?
Hello?
Yes, this is WHTC. We're in a segment right now with Holland Mayor Kurt Dykstra. Yes, you have a question for him?
I want to ask the mayor, care to comment. Rumor has it there was a woman with child that was widowed and disabled that called and asked for some assistance by the police because somebody has stolen her keys of her house, and they had gotten in her house, and her daughter came to her house, and they were not able to get in because somebody had stolen the keys. And the police told her, well, just break a window. And, you know, I mean, I assume that wouldn't be a very smart thing to do with a woman and child. I'm sure if that was their wife or their child, they wouldn't tell their wife or child that.
Okay, now the question is, before I have the mayor answer that, when did this happen?
Apparently this past week.
So it was sometime between, say, last Friday and today?
Yeah.
And they went to Holland Public Safety Headquarters on 8th Street?
No, I think it was in Otto County.
Okay, then the Holland mayor can't really answer that question. You'll need to talk to the administrator of Ottawa County, Al Vandenberg. I don't have the number in front of me, but that is something either he or Sheriff Gary Rosema has to deal with. But if it's within the city limits, Holland Mayor Kurt Dykstra can help you. But if it's in the township, it's got to go through the Ottawa County because that's their jurisdiction.
Yeah, it just seems like that would be an unwise decision to me.
I agree. I agree with that, but you need to, they need to also talk with the county people, and maybe they can be able to get to the bottom of this.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much. Got you out of that one.
Hey, there you go. The check's in the mail. No. One thing on that. You can certainly give Al Vandenberg a call. His office is in the Fillmore Complex. You can give the sheriff a call. His office, all in the book. But also Don Disselcone, who is the Ottawa County Commissioner, and he handles the city of Holland part primarily of the county. It's first I've heard of it, so I don't know exactly where this would be, but the person can also talk with their member of the county board.
And they can wield, big stick.
They're the sheriff's elected, and the board is certainly elected. So.
Okay, before I take the other call, I want to get to this other question. And I thought of it, and I thought of you as I was driving, and I live in Jenison.
Boy. Yes.
And so I drive, and I take Chicago Drive every day because it's a little safer. I don't have to worry about trucks blinding me and putting me into a ditch. They did it a couple of times on 196. I don't do that anymore, especially in the snow. However, there is, I believe, a natural gas-fueled power plant over in Zeeland.
Oh, yeah, sure.
They have some issues.
Yes.
When the wind comes from the north.
Yes, yes, yes.
And
the
closing.
The fog issues.
The fog issues. Has that been addressed at all by the BPW?
Yes. Now, cards on the table. I'm not an engineer, but I can tell you that I have mentioned it about half a dozen times, and I am not the only one who has said, look, what are we doing to make sure that we do not have the fog issues that exist in the plant towards Zeeland? And I am assured that this is long and hard part of the design process, and the stacks are taller, or there's some mechanism in place to make sure that that is not an issue for us. Now, also, I will say that the design, the exterior, not so much the design, but the exterior view of what the plant will look like will have no resemblance whatsoever to that Zeeland plant. It's a very industrial looking, like a movie set kind of exterior in Zeeland, because it's sort of out, it's not.
It was in the country,
yeah,
and
exactly,
at the time nobody
exactly,
really
right,
had it.
Exactly. Ours will not have that appearance whatsoever. What exactly it will look like still remains to be seen. But if you want to find something, go on the web and Google this. Rio Town, Reotown, and it's in Lansing. The Lansing Board of Light and Power recently opened up a plant that is very, very similar to what we're doing. And you can see what their plant looks like. And I'm not saying our design exterior-wise will look exactly like that, but you'll see stacks coming out of it. But it's not going to look like a big industrial site.
Having been a few Lugnuts games and seeing the Lansing Board of Power and Lights complex in downtown Lansing, it better look a lot better than that, I'll tell you. Because you could see the Power and Light complex over the left field fence over at Cooley Law School Stadium. Back to the phones we go. Good morning, 1450 WHTC. You're on Coffee with the Mayor.
Good luck. Pass the buck.
Okay.
There we have it.
Yeah. Somebody needed to, vet. But the thing is, here's the deal. We can answer questions about the city. And in a couple of weeks, we can answer questions about the county with Juke and the county commissioners come in. But ask the mayor about the city, a question about the city of Holland.
I think you've got the, Allegan County commissioners coming in today?
Right. I'm not, probably Dean Kapinga, maybe
Jim Story?
Maybe Jim Story. Okay. He's been missing the last few meetings, so. We're on the way. Good morning. You're on 1450 WHTC.
Yeah, how long is it supposed to be from First Street all the way to the Fifth Street, right behind that car lot, or what is that going? How far is it going to come over?
Let me back up for a second. If you know where the old atmospheric processing plant is. That is sort of that will be kind of ground zero for where the plant is primarily located. That's the general location. But then there is some additional property that is going to be required both for the plant itself, but also for some of the fencing around it and those kinds of things, and also for access. There is going to be a new street or an enhanced street put in so that access is easier as both construction and other operational vehicles.
That'll be off Chicago Drive, right?
Off Chicago Drive,
okay.
Exactly.
Not off 8th Street.
Nope, not off 8th Street, off Chicago Drive. There's sort of two tiers of property. One is the property that's actually needed for the project. And then there is property that, you know, we understand that with the putting in of a power plant, some folks might say, you know what, I think I'd like not to live in that area anymore. So we have certainly made it available that we will purchase properties around the area, even if they're not directly needed for the plant. So there's, you know, phase one that is absolutely needed. Then there's phase two properties that if someone wants to sell them, we will be interested in purchasing them. And yes, the Star Excavating property is part of the is part of the property that is being purchased. And I can't recall offhand whether I've actually signed the papers on that particular one yet or if they're still in process. But I know that the discussions with the Star Excavating folks have been very productive, and you know, it's been a good discussion from all I've heard.
What I heard last couple of weeks ago, you're supposed to be getting the Tulip City the camp place and the one house right next door to it and everything right in that area. I heard you guys going that far up to buy in.
Yes. I mean, it you know, includes, I think, the whole side of that street. So the you know, so all those properties indeed are, and if you have more questions about that, I would encourage you to stop at the BPW office. They've got a nice map laid out of what exactly is within that first tier of properties that are needed, and then the second tier of ones that if people want to sell, we're willing to buy.
All right, that'll do it, and I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station. Yeah, we were talking power plants today, boss.
There we go.
But,
all good.
But it is
well,
good.
It is the single largest, I mean, aside from being the single largest expense in the city's history, you know, about $225 million probably, somewhere in that range, it is something that will really drive the trajectory of both the economy and also how our utility is operated for the next 30 or 40 years. So it's definitely worth talking about long and hard.
To Kurt Dykstra, as always, thank you.
Thanks, Gary.
And we'll do and you'll do it with Brent next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Have a good week. And that is Coffee with the Mayor with Kurt Dykstra, brought to you by Cunningham Dahlman PC on 1450 WHTC.